I mean,
well, you know, Henrietta Fahrenheit, my store, that name came from a chicken.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so if chicken is the, I love chickens. My husband wants for us. You can't in the city of Ypsilanti have chickens.
Just had a vote a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
You cannot
That's right.
own a chicken, but we are the first house in the township, therefore we can.
There wow. is a guy that has a chicken in town that they have not taken the chicken from him.
This is a scoop.
I met him at the farmer's market. He has a chicken. He walks on a leash.
Wow.
Did he have the chicken with him at the farmer's market?
He didn't at the farmer's market, but everyone recognized him and said, oh, that's a guy with a chicken. And then we stopped him at our table and started talking to him.
Or does the chicken walk him? I mean, that's the question.
I don't know. And I don't know why they crossed the road.
Chickens are pretty cool, but I don't want to own any. I mean, I grew up on a farm. We had chickens. Mm-hmm. And we had chickens that had green eggs, actually. They laid green eggs.
Where did you grow up?
Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Lake Arthur, Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of nowhere.
Wow. That sounds cool, actually.
It is pretty cool. Rice, soybeans, and crawfish. That's what we grew on our farm.
Wow.
And we had chickens and sheep and cows and one bull named Sizzler.
Sizzler. That's a great name.
Jennifer, this isn't all about you.
I'm sorry.
Please.
Oh, okay, I'll be quiet.
Okay, let me talk about me for about 10 minutes. Can we talk about my interests, just my favorite color? No, actually, this is good. We're talking. We're communicating. We're oscillating. We're cackling, and we're doing all the things that we need to do to talk about.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you are so much more attractive in person than when I listen at home.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I do.
Sure.
Haven't you two met before?
I think we have, actually, maybe in an really? Indirect sort of way.
I thought you had been in costume.
He handed me a CD. Every time I've been interviewed on the show in the past, it's been over the radio, over the phone.
Under an assumed name.
Yeah.
There was one time we met, and it was just very quickly in a crowd where he handed me something, and I like grabbed it and walked away.
He was dressed as Santa Claus, I believe,
at the time. Yeah, I was a blood-covered...
Santa Claus Core zombie.
Santa Claus zombie at the time.
Yeah.
So is this like a little love connection that's happening here?
I think pretty much...
Might be.
I have to say that there's always a love connection on Pandora's Lunchbox, whoever you may be, and to our listeners, too.
Well, it's this room that you've brought us into. I mean, the giant bed. I mean, everything about it is just... It speaks of sexuality and of... I mean, the lights, the strobe lights, the... What is that over there by you, Jennifer? I can't quite see it.
A truck stop shower.
A truck stop
shower.
There's a velvet painting.
Truck stop shower. This is great.
Oh, I want to go back to Mark, though. So you're okay with the grittiness and the dirt, even though first you didn't want to get close to your microphone.
There are certain things in this room I would not touch. Like there are a number of devices. I don't know if you can see them over there on the bed. And I would not go near those.
No, I wouldn't recommend that, actually.
Do you have a black light? We'd like to look at inspect the room.
I've got a couple of different varieties of black light. There's black, there's very black, and there's not nearly as black. Mm-hmm. But all of this talking makes me want to play a polka. This is by Lil Wally from his album Suggestive and Hot.
Ooh.
And this also is, I think, a good thing, reason again to talk about the Shadow Art Fair, which is the theme of this show, which is going on at Ypsilanti at the Corner Brewery on Saturday, because you can go into the Shadow Art Fair, but if you went to the bigger art fair coming up next week, you'd be outside most of the time. So,
right. And there will be live chickens there, too.
Really? Seriously?
No.
Okay.
I should add.
Yeah.
In your mind.
That we will have free water.
Okay.
Oh, we will?
I mean, there are other differences between our art fair and the other one. Okay. And we love, and I should, I mean, I don't want to interrupt. We can do this after. You can play Little Wally.
This won't take long, really.
Would you like to dance?
Yes, Jennifer, I would.
On the bed, if you'd like. So this is Little Wally and Better In Than Out.
And I...
Sorry, actually, you know, I always get Sid Barrett confused with Little Wally, the polka artist. Let's try this.
When you're with me, you just thrill me, please don't let me go. Cause you have that special something, and I love it so. Cause you have that special something, and I love it so. When you feel me, when you're in me, it's better Cause when I am in you, baby, I just don't want out. Cause when I am in you, baby, I just don't want out. No. Leave it in you, leave it in you, and enjoy it too. Cause it takes the two to make love like the birdies do. Cause it takes the two to make love like the birdies do. Hugging, hugging, then a cuddling, that's the beginning. Better in than out of loving, love is everything. Better in than out of loving, love is everything. Yeah.